What will I teach you? See, Bhagavan says, I will teach you. So what exactly? That he is explaining to us in verse number 2. Jnanam teham savijnanam. Idam vakshyamya sheshatah. Yajnatva neha bhuyonyat. Jnatavyam avashishyate. Together, jnanam deham savijnanam. Idam vakshyamya sheshatah. Yajnatva neha bhuyonyat jnatavyam avashishyate. So here he is telling us there are two things I will teach you. Jnanam, te means to you, aham, I will give you two things, teach you two things. Jnanam and jnanam sa vijnanam. Jnanam with vijnanam. So what is the difference? Between, we think both are similar, but what is the exact difference? There is quite a bit of difference. We'll talk quite a lot about that. Idam, this I will tell you, jnanam and vijnanam, vakshyami. Again, future tense, I will tell you. Vaksha means to tell. Asheshata, completely I will tell you. Without leaving anything behind, I will tell you jnanam and ajnanam. And why? Why will I tell you? What is the benefit of this knowledge? Yat jnatvai, knowing this, na iha bhuya anyat, na iha means not here, bhuya means again, anyat means nothing else, jnatavyam, to know, avashishyate, nothing will be left for you to know, jnatavyam means to know, avashishyate means there will be nothing left. So knowing this, in this world, there will be nothing else that you will need to know. Yes, that's all. Yes. In this 18 chapters, I will tell you what, so that there is nothing more you need to know after that. Why? Because I will tell you jnanam and vijnanam. So what is jnanam and what is vijnanam and what will I say? When he says asheshata means 100%. A truth. See, as for example, a science teacher, or there is a engineer in a company and a new recruit joins and this boss says, you know, this new guy, why don't you show him everything you do? Now, will the engineer really show him? No. Because he says, if I teach him everything, then he'll take my job. So he'll keep something back. Let him find out on his own. He will never teach him. Or a teacher who is teaching a student, if he says, I teach him everything, then tomorrow he will become a professor and I will be out of a job. He will become my competition. So they always hold something back. But a true Vedantic teacher willingly shares 100% everything that, so that the student may come to his level or even get better. A Vedantic teacher, if his student is doing better and progressing, he is happy. Because like Tapovan Maharaj, you know, when Gurudev, you know, spread this knowledge all over, I mean, how happy he must have been, you know, that's so wonderful that this is my one student. Like a father, you know, when a child is doing better, the father is jealous? No, the father is very happy. Oh, I reached up to this level, vice president, my son has become CEO of the different company. So a parent is always happy when a child does better, or a true Vedantic student, if he is doing better than the teacher, if the teacher is a true teacher, he is always happy. That's why Bhagavan says, I will teach you asheshata. But is that all the knowledge in the world? You know, they say there's a Gita and the Upanishads and the Bible and Quran and all. So there is a beautiful story of Buddha. Once a student was asking him, what is God? Is there a God or not? What is creation? What is Nirvana? How can we reach it? And he kept asking a lot of questions. So Buddha, they were sitting under a tree where there were thousands of leaves. So he plucked a few leaves. He says, where are the more leaves? In my hand or on the tree? They said, of course, a compassionate one, there are much more leaves on the tree than in your hand. So that's what Buddha says. In my consciousness, there is so much knowledge available, but I am giving you that is which will be enough for you to evolve, to attain realization, to attain enlightenment. So similarly, all the scriptures of the world are a very small part of the total knowledge in that consciousness. But those scriptures are enough for us to attain enlightenment, to attain realization. All we have to do is pick up one of those texts and study it deeply. And that is very important. One should not run from one to the other. You know, people say, this month I'm studying Buddhist philosophy, and then next month, you know, some German professor, then I'm studying Vedanta, now I'm studying Ramayana, Bhakti. When you run from topic to topic, your knowledge is not deep. So they say, go deep within, and then you will attain the enlightenment. So jnanam and vijnanam have many meanings. So one is, jnanam is knowledge, vijnanam is that enlightenment, the final result of that knowledge, where you become one with God. That is one meaning. Another meaning is knowledge and practice. So, you know, so what I have studied in the scriptures, when I put it into practice, that is vijnanam. Another meaning is indirect knowledge and direct knowledge. Indirectly, I know about God, about the scriptures, but when I get direct knowledge, it becomes my own experience. That is called vijnanam. Like Ramakrishna Paramahansa said, one time he said, when you have only heard of milk, that is ignorance. That there is something white called milk, and then you actually see it, that is knowledge. That is jnanam. But when you drink the milk and it makes your body strong, that is vijnanam. When you have actually experienced it yourself and made it part of you, that is vijnanam. Another meaning is, another example they give is like Badrinath. You have heard of Badrinath, you know, there is this beautiful pilgrimage spot, a very holy place. And people tell you, you know, I have been to Badrinath, and there is a mountain, and then there's a beautiful river, and then you have to walk 20 miles, and finally you will reach that place. That sounds very nice. And, you know, God is there. You feel his presence. So peaceful. And you have heard that. That is very nice. That is jnanam. Somebody has told you. Maybe he has shown you pictures or a video. But then when you yourself put on your hiking shoes and take your backpack, and then you fly there, and then you go and actually hike 20 miles and reach that place. Now I know what my friend was talking about. So that is vijnanam. So one is knowledge and one is my actual experience. Now in the world, when I want to know something, I have to put effort. Like to drink milk, I have to go buy milk and drink it. Or to Badrinath, I have to take a plane ticket and fly there and then take a train and hike myself. So karma is required. But in this Vedantic knowledge, it is only words. For jnanam, it is words, and for vijnanam, it is also words. So having listened to the teacher those words, that is my knowledge, and then as I contemplate upon those words, and that's also words, and then I start abiding where I understand, and that knowledge becomes one with me, that is vijnanam. So it is words that will give you the knowledge, and then words will give you the final result of this knowledge, where you understand I am one with that. So it's not anywhere to go. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. Yes, you have to keep listening to the teacher, maybe go for lectures and all. But ultimately, the knowledge has to sink within. So it is words alone. And then people say, I want to experience God. You know, I want to sit in meditation. And then I was sitting, and then I saw blue light, and then I heard some bells, and then I saw. That is good, but that is not the ultimate, because anything that comes and goes is not God. If the light came and went away, it can't be God, because God is permanent. So that experience is a play of the mind, and trying to chase after experiences is futile. Because when you say, I want to experience God, we are experiencing Him right now. The fact that I am able to sit here and listen, God is with me. God is in me. So we don't have to experience it anywhere, but experience it within us, constantly with us. We don't have to go anywhere to find God. Yeah, going to a temple or church or mosque will help to purify the mind, make it calm. But I don't need to go anywhere. God is with me at all times. I don't need to find Him. I don't need to... You know, that's what Kabir Dasji says, Moko kaha dhunde re bande, main to tere paas mein. He said, I am with you at all times. Na main masjid, na main mandir, na kaabe kailash mein. He says, yeah, people run around, not that anything wrong with going to temple or mosque or kaaba or kailash, but God is there, but God is also with us. So find Him with you at all times. So what that does, this knowledge makes me complete, purna. It makes me complete. That's why when Swamiji's, when they end the lectures, they always end with Purna Mada, Purna Midam. Sometimes you might have heard. So what it does is it makes me experience the completeness that I am not only this body, mind and intellect, but I am also the soul, the consciousness, the spirit. And that is my complete experience. But for that, the student has to be ready. So when the teacher comes or when I'm sitting in front of a teacher, I have to make myself available, keep my mind ready, focused to understand the truth, and then be receptive. And that is very, very important, that these teachings have been given by the Lord Himself. And we are so blessed that because of Swami Chinmayananda's, you know, teachings, we are all able to understand this beautiful knowledge. So we have to make ourselves available. And knowledge, this jnanam and vijnanam, is also said cause and effect. So what is the cause of this world? Brahman, the consciousness. And what is the effect? This world. So knowing this world is jnanam, and knowing Brahman, the cause, is vijnanam. Then also jnanam and vijnanam means sagun and nirgun. So the God with form is jnanam, God without form is vijnanam. So knowing the source, knowing the cause, knowing the origin of this universe is true knowledge. And what ultimately we come to, that there is only one Brahman, one consciousness. Just as when you see the ocean and you say, I want to count all the waves. You can never count all the waves. The waves keep on coming, keep on coming. If you want to know the waves, all you have to do is know one, water. Once you know water, you have known all the waves. Once you go to the depth of the ocean, you see water, 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 and then all the waves are nothing but an appearance in that ocean. So similarly, once you have known that truth, then reality, then there is nothing more to be known in the world. It does not mean that you stop studying or stop going anywhere. But once you have understood the cause, then you say everything is that. Just as a goldsmith, for him, it doesn't matter whether you take a necklace or bangle or whatever. When you give it to him, all he looks at is the weight. He says, how much gold is there? That much money I will give you, because he melts it. So for him, it doesn't matter the form, because he has known gold as gold. So similarly, when you and I discover that oneness in this universe, then you see all names and forms are just appearances on that one. Just as all waves are appearances on water on that ocean, so all names and forms are nothing but that one formless reality appearing in all these forms. So it is Nirgun Brahman, formless, taking all these forms. Everything is that one form. So that is the relationship between Brahman and Jagat. Brahman is the cause. Jagat, the world, is the effect. That is the source, and we are all the manifestations. So that's what Bhagavan is telling him, that once you have known me in my essence, then everything is me, just with different name and form. You may still continue to read other scriptures, read other books, and Like Raman Maharishi, once somebody asked him, he was an enlightened master, he was reading the Upanishad, one of them. So they said, "You are an enlightened master, why are you reading the Upanishad?" He says, "I want to see what they are saying about me." See, because he knew that I am that, and this Upanishad is talking about me. So the person may still read, but with that understanding that everything is me, that one consciousness appearing, and me and that consciousness are not separate. So I am that divinity, that is the understanding. So then Arjuna asked another question. He says, "Bhagwan, now tell me, if you say this knowledge is that good, that knowing which everything is known and there is nothing else you need to know, why don't more people come and listen about you?" Bhagwan says, "That is my question also. Why don't they come? You know,